her forehead and hung in damp looking fresh from the egg strands. Right, Robin opened the boot. Since you're here, Luke, make yourself useful. She handed him a box. It's only light. She wasn't going to give him an excuse to put his back out and malinger with his PlayStation for weeks. Natalie, have you got a spare hand? It's just a bag of... Sorry. She held up a set of lilac claws. I've just had my nails done. On balance, Robin thought as she locked the car, Luke had done her a favour accosting her out here. Better to have the opening skirmish under her belt than walk into an ambush. And being pissed off was useful, armour of a sort. She'd thought she was over the worst, but as she turned into Dunnington Road, she'd felt a moment of suffocating panic. Here it all was again, as if the 16 years in between had just fallen away, collapsed. The pairs of 50s semis facing off across the wide street, their bay windows netted prissily against anyone who could be bothered to peer over the rose bushes or the brace of mid-range saloons in the tiny front gardens. It was all so low-rise, so stunted. Nothing reached higher than two stories. The sky yawned overhead for bleak white acres, uninterrupted. She was seized by a sense of personal jeopardy, actual threat. If she was under it too long, exposed, it would suck out her soul. As they rounded Terry Willett's white Ford Transit, the bane of her mother's existence, herself aside, for 25 years, she saw number 17 for the first time, and waiting in the ground floor bay, trapped like a bug between glass and net curtain, her dad. She watched him light up like he'd heard it was Christmas. In a whisk of nylon lace, he was gone. Chrissy, she imagined him bellowing. They're here! Seconds later, the outer porch door opened. Lenny ran to him, the bag thumping against her back. Hello, sweetheart. He held her away to look at her. You've grown again, haven't you? Who said you could do that? He lowered his voice. I've got some cream eggs in for you. We'll have one after lunch. Lunch. Lenny turned, eyes wide. Robin shook her head. Say nothing. They could smell it now. The scent wafting through the open door. Roast beef, roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings, gravy, carrots, sprouts, peas, and God knows what else. Shit. Why hadn't the mother said something? No, why hadn't she known? Of course she was going to cook the fatted calf. And that was why Luke and Natalie were here, wasn't it? Luke wouldn't drive 5 minutes to see her, but he'd never miss a free lunch. Over Natalie's head, her dad winked. When the others had moved inside, he took her bags, then pulled her into a hug, crushing her face into his sweater. His smell, it never changed. Aerial detergent, camé soap and, faint but unmistakable, the stealthy cigarettes that he disappeared off to smoke twice a day and still believed her mother knew nothing about. Her ribcage buckled as he gave her a final squeeze. Good to have you back, love. I knew you'd be later than you said, so I aimed for 3 o'clock and it's a good job I did, isn't it? Was there traffic? Christine slid the potatoes back into the oven, straightened up and retied the apron over her cream blouse and floral skirt. The pattern was yellow roses, not unlike the one on the oven gloves, the blinds and the covered stools. Robin felt like a biker crashing the Women's Institute garden party. Hi, Mum. Hello. Christine touched her cheek briefly to hers. I'll get the greens going now you're here. So was there? What? Traffic. Robin glanced at Lenny. A couple of minutes ago, when she was bringing in her suitcase, Lenny had come racing out of the house to tell her there were starters. Cheese souffle? And pudding too. What are we going to do? Nothing, and not a word. But we eat. Just do your best. The tea towels, Robin noticed, had the roses too. It was pretty busy, she said, especially round the Oxford Turn. Before the epic Burger King, they'd had several goes at catching a stuffed pink alligator with a mechanical claw, and they'd lingered round the books in Smith's so long they'd attracted the security guard. It's normally worse going into London, isn't it? Christine said, sorting broccoli florets into portions. How nice to have Elena here. She turned and gave her a side hug. Now, the boys are having a beer, Robin, and there's lemonade. She lowered her voice. Natalie's not drinking at the moment, but don't make a song and dance about it. Really? The thinnest woman in the West Midlands? Is she on another diet? Shh. They're trying again. Don't say anything.
Trying what? Lenny whispered.